you sit down. Oh, you already sat down, James. That's okay. You can stay seated. I just want to remind everybody that God never required people to be sinless before coming to salvation. Amen? Right? Right. You can have a seat, please. In fact, the only thing that we bring to our salvation is our sin. Is that right? Is that a statement you agree with? Thanks to Jesus, he doesn't require it of us now either. Amen. It was while we were still sinners that Christ died for us. And now that we're justified by him, we'll be saved by him. Would you reflect on that for a moment? Just go ahead and bow your head and close your eyes and reflect on that for a moment. I'm going to read it again. It was while we were still sinners that Christ died for us. And now that we're justified by him, we'll be saved by him. As we reflect on that amazing love, let's go ahead and enter our confession. God, full of grace and mercy, we claim those things now as we admit our sinful ways and behaviors. We even confess the tendency to dwell on these sins as if they define us. We live as though that we have no victory over sin. And we assume that sin has control over us, especially those particular ones. You know the ones. We let our minds be filled with past failures instead of being filled with your grace and your goodness. Father, we look backwards instead of forward to the person that you are completing in each one of us as children of God. May we empty ourselves now of that guilt and that shame from the sins that we commit last year, last month, yesterday, and frankly, tomorrow. Let us be filled with the wonder as we meditate on your generosity toward us. Take a few moments now from your own contrite heart to confess your sins. If you're done, there's a line on the screen, maybe, that says, God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. Be filled with that kind of gratefulness that comes from that kind of God. Jesus gave us that great word of assurance. Whoever comes to me, will never be hungry again. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. For those the Father has given me will come to me. And I will not reject them. Hear that? He says, I will not reject them. For I have come down from heaven to do the will of God who sent me, not to do my own will. And this is the will of God, that I should not lose even one of all those he has given me, but that I should raise them up at the last day, for it is my Father's will. For it is my Father's will that all who see his Son and believe in him should have eternal life. Be filled with that kind of gratefulness as you meditate on him today and tomorrow. He finishes with this statement, I will raise them up on that last day. Amen. Amen. Let's stand.